Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson at gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weedsday Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Belchon.
How art thou?
I'm good. It's been a long week.
Yeah, you disappeared. I didn't hear from the Cannabis Kid, and I voxed him this morning. Are you coming? And then the door knocked. There it was.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Like, we're currently renovating a 1951 bungalow.
Then that'll do it. That will do it.
You take all the time that you've ever had in your life.
And all the morning glory.
And you felt young at one time, and now you feel really old. I told my brother, I don't think you might be doing this. I'm glad it's going to be a couple months before we do this again.
The bungalows are on the out.
We'll just start holding those days.
Takes a lot of your cannabis up, too, I'm sure.
You smoke 24/7.
Yeah. You look great, though.
I know.
He looks like a incredible Hulk.
I know.
Like
this shirt, I put it on this morning, and I was like,
hey, man.
My tumbleweed shirt feels
really nice.
Like the way that it's supposed to fit. Usually, it comes out here in the belly area, the mid-region.
Tumbleweed's Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard will make it lemon speak.
Yeah.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. October 29th, can you believe it?
I know.
Halloween's coming up. Crash over here is holding on to some cannabis. It doesn't know quite what to do with. That's what morning
is. It'll be our Halloween edition.
I guess so.
Ooh. Actually,
I know, where's the... Oh, no, that was to be like a... Oh, goblins. We got a goblin. What's it called? It's running around with its... here we go, sorry. Oh,
that's
all right. Well, there you go. I kind of like the hoops and yo-yo from last week a little better. But goblins are good. Oh, so what we got going on in the cannabis world? We got goblins, we've got bungalows and remodels.
But we're going to talk about cannabis today.
Yeah. Did you see the voice last night?
I didn't see the voice.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift?
No, she's a good girl. She's a very interesting girl, I would say. I wonder if Taylor likes cannabis. We know Miley likes sativa. That we know. I bet Taylor's an indica. She's a little more down to earth than that, don't you think? Miley's riding that wrecking ball. She's all over the place.
You would wonder how many of the... there's a lot of singer-songwriters out there that...
You know what we don't wonder, though?
What?
We don't wonder why some doctors are in favor of medical cannabis. The politics of medical cannabis may be complicated, but for some people it makes a world of difference in relieving pain, nausea, seizures, and other symptoms. And you can check out this article at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. With the recent political debate around medical cannabis trials, you could be forgiven for thinking that the notion was something altogether new. In fact, cannabis has been used medicinally for thousands of years in India, Asia, and around the world. It was introduced to Western medicine in the mid-19th century by an Irish doctor, William O'Shaughnessy. How did it begin? Upon his return from service in India, it became a popular therapy around the world. Even former U.S. President Richard Nixon's 1972 National Commission on Marijuana supported studies of its use in the treatment of conditions such as glaucoma, migraine, and cancer, although Nixon subsequently ignored his own commission's finding and instead declared a war on drugs. The criminalization of marijuana saw it swiftly fall from medical favor. However, it seems that medical cannabis star, that's a hard one, it seems that medical cannabis's star is once again rising and shining, with some evidence suggesting it may offer considerable relief in conditions where few other treatments are able to help. Making people more comfortable is one of them. Cannabis therapeutic benefits stem from the way it stimulates with the body's own method of making us feel good, known as the endocannabinoid system, explains Emeritus Professor of Anesthesia Lawrence Mather from the Northern Clinical School at the University of Sydney. Mm-hmm. The endocannabinoid system in the body, which you guys can check out at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, is not a pain-relieving system like the endorphin system, like for morphine types of things. It's more of a general well-being system, and it works by making people feel more comfortable within themselves, Mather said. It doesn't ablate pain. It makes the body more accepting. Cannabis helps with a very specific type of pain that does not appear to respond well to pain-relieving treatments such as opioids or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. It does not work, for example, in post-operative pain and in acute pain such as from a surgical incision, Mather says. However, it is showing considerable promise in treating what is called neuropathic pain, which generally refers to pain that stems from diseased or damaged nerves. For example, researchers in the United States are testing the use of cannabis to treat the pain associated with sickle cell disease, a condition in which mutated blood cells can cause lifetime chronic pain that has been described as being worse than being in the pain of labor or having cancer. Also, it has been known to stimulate appetite. The appetite-stimulating effect of marijuana, more commonly known as munchies, have proven useful in countering the bodily wasting associated with a range of conditions from HIV/AIDS to cancer. And that condition is called, cachexia? Wasting syndrome? Cachexia? I can never say that right. Cachexia. Wasting syndrome. This was observed back in the 60s and 70s, particularly by the recreational users of the time. They noticed the incidence of weight gain was more favorable in those that used cannabis than others, Mather says. This observation has led to the development of a drug called cannabidiol, which is the synthetic version of the main psychoactive component of cannabis, tetrahydrocannabinol, THC. This drug is used not only to treat weight loss associated with HIV/AIDS and cancer, but also the nausea and vomiting associated with cancer patients. So we get a lot of people in here that are going through chemotherapy, and they're on radiation, and they're suffering. And what we hear is that when they take this, you know, either before or after chemo, at least we've heard of a lot of patients that are relieved by, or the nausea is relieved, greatly reduced. And the pain as well. It's something that a lot of doctors now are actually turning to. We've seen since Tumbleweed opened almost 3 years ago. Woo! 11-11-11, coming up on our 3 year. We had one doctor, I think, that used to recommend patients here, and then it slowly creeped up to two, and then now we've got dozens. Yeah, hundreds. Yeah, hundreds. We've got a lot of doctors in Tucson that are sending their patients over. Not only are they sending their patients over, but they're actually signing their forms for them so that they can go through an even easier and less expensive process in getting their cards. Yeah. So, yeah, cannabis kid, why don't you read a little more about
some of
that?
The other conditions, THC is the most famous of cannabis ingredients. It's not the only one providing beneficial in the area arena. Another drug, Nabidiol, an oral spray which is available in Australia under the brand name of Sativex contains both THC and cannabidiol. It is used for treatment of muscle spasms associated with multiple sclerosis.
Mm.
Given cannabis the potential to alter our mood, thinking, and behavior, it should come as no surprise that it's also being investigated for treatment of psychological disorders such as post-traumatic stress disorder. And a recent study, U.S. found a 75% reduction in PTSD symptoms with the use of medical cannabis. And in many U.S. state, medical cannabis is approved for use in individuals with PTSD.
Yeah. Getting approved here. Hopefully, they say January 2015 they'll accept it.
There is also a growing support for the use of cannabis to treat severe childhood epilepsy, such as Dravet syndrome, with anecdotal evidence for parents suggesting cannabis distracting reduce the frequency of their children's seizures.
The Charlotte Drug Girls went from 300 seizures a week down to like one week just using high levels of CBD in that particular strain. Fewer side effects, and this is something that when patients come into Tumble Retail Center for their certifications, they want to know what kind of side effects because they might get with cannabis because, you know, when you read the bottles of these prescriptions that doctors are handing out left and right, I was given a prescription for Neurontin. Is that what that was?
Mm-hmm.
And I read the side effects and I didn't take it because the side effects are way worse than what I was experiencing. I'm trying to figure something else out using cannabis and other healing options, but the side effects were horrifying. I couldn't even believe it.
Well, a lot of those prescription meds,
they're worse than what you're...
And it's different for everyone, and it's usually a majority of the people that don't get those side effects.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a small percentage where it affects them really, really bad.
Really bad.
And they don't have any medication.
Right. So here it says, fewer side effects. Likewise, some argue that medical cannabis could provide a much safer and more pleasant alternative to the existing pain relief options used in palliative care. The side effects of many things that are used for treating these conditions, such as heavy-duty pain and things of that kind, treating them with opioids or treating them with NSAIDs, are far more dire than they are from cannabis. It doesn't matter. People can die from these. They can die from morphine. They can stop breathing. They can die from paracetamol because it fudgers their liver. Maybe it clogs their liver. People die from NSAIDs because it also interferes with their kidney function. But cannabis doesn't do any of these things. Like any drug, cannabis has its side effects, though. But what's interesting with medical cannabis is that the effects most sought after by recreational users are generally the effects most avoided by medical users. So, says the emergency medical specialist Dr. David Caldecott from the Australian National University at Calvary Hospital, Canberra. The product that is beginning to emerge globally is one that is bred and used for largely recreational purposes. And so these are strains now which contain a much higher concentration of the psychoactive component, THC, and that isn't necessarily the most useful component, says Caldecott. Many people who consume this product medicinally actually don't like this effect. They choose strains, say, for example, in the U.S., that are much lower in THC concentration and higher in the cannabidiol, CBD concentration. In parts of the world where medical cannabis is legal, considerable effort has gone into developing strains of marijuana that are carefully tailored for medical use to reduce the unwanted side effects and boost the more desirable ingredients. And this is where we always go back to know yourself.
Mm-hmm. And know how much you can handle.
Well, and know, like with medical conditions, like let's say you have a heart condition. You know, we have patients that come in here that they're on heart medicines and things like that. You don't want them to have a really strong placebo. It can increase their heart rate so much that they could have anxiety or who knows.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of condition can happen from an increased heart rate. And same with people with low blood pressure. You don't want to give them something that's going to decrease their blood pressure so low they pass out, things like that. These things can happen, so you have to be aware. But those are, you know, you can't die from this. You're not going to stop breathing from this. You know, like they said, you have to know your body, but it's a relatively safe, non-toxic plant.
Well, right here where they were talking about side effects and heavy-duty pain pills and the stress that it has on your gut, really, your stomach, your kidneys, your all of that. Well, that's where a big part of your endocannabinoid system lives, is in your stomach. It's in your stomach, and then there's just two receptors in your brain. But if you look, there's a picture of us, actually, you can post it, where the actual endocannabinoid system lives. And there's a few spots down the esophagus and in the lungs and here in the brain. And
I think it's everywhere.
It is.
It's in your little left toes.
Yeah. Well, and that's where it goes. And so when it's used in the ways that we use it,
that's why it gives relief for Crohn's so well.
Mm-hmm.
And things, and the nausea and things
and
like that.
And these other stronger pain pills, it actually depletes that whole system down there.
Right. It does. It takes all the good bacteria out of your body. And then there's also a lack of good data, but medical cannabis presents a conundrum for medical professionals. Its illegality in large parts of the world means most medical users are self-medicating, and this also makes a difficult drug to study. As a consequence, a significant proportion of medical cannabis research is based on self-reported use and outcomes rather than large, carefully designed, randomized trials, says Professor Ian Over, head of the Cancer Council Australia. Probably 2 decades ago, I remember sitting on a panel that reviewed the evidence for medical cannabis, and in most cases, the evidence is anecdotal, says Over. As a result, he is cautious about the idea of more widespread availability of medical cannabis, but acknowledges that there may be some patients for whom it is their only recourse to relief. If you've got a patient who's been through conventional therapy and has not responded, you're sympathetic to them if they find something that's worked, but that's quite different to saying something should be widely available for everyday use of pain, he says. Over says there is also concern about the possible side effects of smoking, marijuana, even for medical purposes, as this could introduce cancer-causing chemicals into the lungs. However, Caldecott says there are other methods of delivery being considered, such as e-cigarettes, vaporizers, which could not only be more palatable for non-smokers, but could avoid the potential side effects of smoking. The active components of cannabis can also be infused into tinctures, which could also be a useful option for use in children. Ultimately, the medical cannabis debate is not about making it widely available for a broad range of health conditions, as currently occurs in many states in the U.S., but about giving a small number of patients an option where they may have none. Medical cannabis is never going to replace paracetamol, says Caldecott. We're not talking about the sky falling in. We're talking about a niche market, which would be very tightly regulated. So this was something that was found at abc.net. Very interesting. Yeah, just something interesting to read and things that we can comment on. I had a lady call in and ask a lot of questions about the side effects of medical cannabis yesterday, and we spent a long time talking about the different ways that you can use it. She didn't want to smoke. She's 89 years old, and she sounds great, but she's in a lot of pain.
She's never smoked before, and she doesn't want to.
Well, she has. She has smoked, but she doesn't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to do something that's just quick and easy. So we talked about edibles. You know, maybe some gummies. You go down to your local dispensary, like Earth Healing, for example, get a little package of gummies down there, and I think each gummy is 10 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think they're even starting to recommend to people to take like a bite, like a half of that, just to start very slowly, because like with cooking, you can always add, but you can't take away. Cannabis is very strong. Takes a while to kick in, and you don't want to overlap. We've had patients that have not felt an effect after an hour and then have taken more and then have taken too much. So you got to be careful with your, especially if you're new to edibles. Very long-lasting, really great way to get the entire plant into your system. And then the e-vapors and things like that.
They're chilling also, Gary. We have one called the Earth.
Earth Vape. And Tumbleweed Health Center will have those this week, since they just got notice they are in and ready. So we'll have those, and those are great. You can go down and pick up a little pre-made tincture that you just screw onto the top of your battery and breathe in, just like you would a a joint or inhaler or anything like that, any vaporizer, and away you go. And it's neat. It's very slim, very discreet. It's got a cool little light at the bottom. You can get black or white, and it's actually a stylus as well. So if you need to sign or print or do anything and you don't want to use your fingers, you got a stylus and a vaporizer all in one.
They're pretty fancy.
They are pretty fancy. And if you went to the big MMJ event, and that was held at the end of August, they had those there. They were giving them out. They were really cool. Very, very awesome. In fact, on the cover of Culture Magazine this month, they have a picture of that exact tent. Yeah. It's, in fact, you can text OpenAZ to the number 20300 and receive a free OpenAZ with the purchase of two cartridges. That's a good deal because these are $25. So, you know, you're going to buy the cartridges anyway. You might as well do that, get a coupon, and go get your double green. All right, your cartridge?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think ours is about done. There you go. What do you got over there, Cannabis Kid? I see some swimming through our Facebook pages over there. Yeah, food is joy. They talk about food is joy in the Culture magazine that we love. Our representative dropped by yesterday afternoon to say hi and see how we're doing, and I said, we're awesome. We always need more because these magazines are really great. They're free. Come down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and check it out. We've got the least expensive certifications in town. I guarantee that. We'll make them the least expensive if you find something cheaper. I even called Flagstaff yesterday to confirm the price for somebody. We'll call anywhere in the state to find out. If we can beat it, we'll beat it. Give us a price.
That's awesome.
As long as we can do it, we will. We've got to pay the light bill, that's for sure. But you can also see our ad in Culture in the back of Culture magazine. We love it. It's a great magazine. Yes, and I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
The ad you're just, the article you're just about to read. Go for
it's
it.
From the Weed Blog.
That's a great one. I love the Weed Blog.
Doctors testify in federal court that marijuana needs to be rescheduled. And the fact that marijuana is a Schedule I drug is a slap in the face to science, compassion, and logic. For some things to be Schedule I, it has to have no medical value. Marijuana clearly has medical value. This is a proven fact that the federal government grows and supplies medical marijuana in the federal medical marijuana in four medical marijuana patients, and has for decades. The federal government has also medical marijuana patients. The federal government has the medical marijuana patent and the most hypocritical policy in government to say that marijuana should remain Schedule I, and that is saying a lot because the government is full of hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's true.
Doctors in federal court yesterday making those arguments for the smell of truth. Dr. Carl Hart, associate professor of psychology at Columbia University, and retired physician, Phil Binning and Greg Carter, medical directors of St. Lucas Rehabilitation Institute in Spokane, Washington, will testify on Monday that medical marijuana, real name, cannabis, is not the demon drug the federal government went out to be. Accepted science does not justify the listing of cannabis as a dangerous Schedule I substance, many say. It is, in my considered opinion, that including marijuana in a Schedule I of the Controlled Substance Act is counter to all scientific evidence in a society that use and values impartial evidence, Dr. Hart declared. After two decades of intense scientific inquiry in this area, it has become apparently the current scheduling of cannabis now footing in the realities of science and neurobiology. This is an unprecedented hearing. Right, cannabis laws reform advocate Paul Arcamiano, deputy director of NORML. This is the first time in recent memory that a federal judge has granted an evidential hearing on a motion challenging the statute which classifies cannabis to be one of the most dangerous and illicit substances in the nation. The testimony will keep on going. I'm hopeful that the judge will see the truth, but I will not hold my breath that there will be any action on this area of public policy. If the Obama administration truly wanted to reschedule marijuana, the administration would have already. Obama knows that this is an Eric Holder, and knows that this is, despite Eric Holder's recent comments, that he would be open to that idea.
Well, there you have it. That's what our lawyer, Mr. Tom Dean, was talking to us about when we were talking to just recently even. He said, just get it. He was on air. He said, just don't even schedule it. Take off scheduling together. You know, they claim that, LSD, cocaine, heroin are all better for you than marijuana. That's a pretty obscene statement, you know. And the fact that our own government has patents on the plant itself just goes to show.
I feel that they just kind of are keeping it in this area for so long so they have time to get their stuff ready before everyone else has been working on it, or...
Well, I think they're getting a plan together. They're getting a plan to make the same amount of money that they're making with pharmaceuticals that they can with cannabis, or just to, you know, to supplement it or just add it to the whole list of things.
And remember, a guy signed, he's like, let the people have this one. You know, there was a guy that was doing a march, and it was like, let the people have this one. You know?
Well, everybody needs it. We have an endocannabinoid system. You can't deny that one.
Right. And it's more that, you know, let them grow it. Let them make it.
I love our bloggers out there. They are just a wonderful, wonderful wealth of information and audience. And there is, if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and click on the radio link, you can get to the show and you can start blogging. I think you do have to log in. It takes 10 seconds to log in and make a little account. But there's a blogger on here that says they found a group on Facebook where people can adopt a patient and help someone get medication who would otherwise not be able to. And so it's facebook.com/groups/adoptapatient. That's pretty easy. You can check out our blog. This blogger also says this is the best medicine for seizures that there is. They've tried at least a dozen of the pharmaceutical solutions. And most of the anti-convulsives actually cause seizures as a primary side effect. So that's, you know, it doesn't really help when you're trying to get rid of something, the side effect is, you know, going to give you more than what you're trying to get rid of.
Usually, when you start taking the pharmaceuticals, you usually gain anywhere from 1 to 2 new side effects for each pharmaceutical you take. And so it's just really, you take one, you get two. Ooh. You take another one, you get two more. And it's almost like a tree just starts branching out. And that's usually by the time you're 70, you're usually on anywhere from 10 to 15 meds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's horrible.
Or more.
And then you've got 45 side effects. Yeah. We were given this, I think, a long time ago, 700 medical cannabis studies sorted by disease. 700 studies. There you go.
The research is coming out.
It is. It's fantastic. And it's out there, and it's been out there for a long time. And if you come to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, you can actually buy some great books down here that are all about education. Irvin Rosenfeld's book is awesome. Talks about the clinical trials and studies that they asked the petition our government to let them use cannabis back in the, 80s or 60s, but it took them a long time, some 20 years, to get the government to actually approve, quote-unquote, their own medical study. And so started in the 80s. They've been early 80s. Irvin received over 150,000 medical joints, medical cigarettes, cannabis cigarettes from our federal government. He grows it at the University of Mississippi. So there's always lots of great news and information, and always...
in my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped. Shit, I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right. Welcome back to Wednesday Wednesday.
All right.
Anybody have Crohn's out there? Vital V. We have a high CBD tincture. It's less than 0.1% THC. And we had a patient come in get certified. And he was just getting certified for his own aches and pains. And bought one of the, you don't have to be a patient to buy the CBD oil because it's non-psychoactive. So he came in and he said his wife took it and tried it for her phone. And within 24 hours, she was symptom-free.
Wow.
And if you know what Crohn's is out there, it just destroys your
intestinal system.
Yeah, your whole intestinal system. And I didn't know what it was. I looked it up. I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it. We've had a lot of people come in since saying that they've used it for their Crohn's. I saw a Parkinson's case in the health center. She was shaking violently, took some high CBD. Within 15 minutes, her shakes were 75-80% gone. I mean, it was amazing. And it just like that. Yeah. You should come check it out. It's a really wonderful product. If you have arthritis, any topical aches or pains, we've got a balm and a lotion that'll be here this week. We keep running out. You should just triple our supply. But it's wonderful. Topically, I've seen people come in here with hands. They look like they got stuck on softballs because they can't close them anymore because of arthritis. And they use that, and within an hour, they're moving their hands and opening and closing, and they're without pain, I've heard some miracle stories with this stuff. Definitely come down and check it out.
No, it's just a pure cannabis aisle.
CBD. And because it's non-psychoactive, you don't have to be a patient to get it. In fact, some of the parents, we have one of the parents on our show, she uses it. She ordered a 2,000 milligram bottle of it. We currently sell the 100 milligram, the 500 milligram, there's a 250. You can get them in various milligrams, but she ordered a 2,000 milligram, so she just didn't have to give as much to her kids. And that stopped his seizures. I don't know if it was completely, but we should have her back on the show. It's probably been about a year, I think. Maybe? Has it been that long? Yes, it has. So when we moved to the third place, raise the charm. So, yeah, you should definitely come down and check it out. We've got a lotion, a balm. We have candy, sugar-free and regular. Some people are very sensitive to sugar with their immune systems that are compromised. You don't want to eat too much sugar. And we've got 100 milligram. You can get it in natural flavor, kind of herbal sweet flavor, tropical punch, mint and cinnamon. And we've got a 500 milligram if you want a little higher dosage. Do a little more. You can take a little less. I don't like that way. And you can come down to the Weed Health Center and check that out. So, what you got over there?
Judge Ayers supports legalization of medical marijuana. A district court judge in Hart in Tennis says legalization of marijuana for medical use would be good, a good thing. Judge Brian Harris voiced his support for the campaign to legalize medical marijuana during the sentencing of a 53-year-old disability prisoner who had grown over 20 cannabis plants in Arthur Tablin's backyard. Robert Stanley Swift pled guilty to producing...
Wait, say that name again? Robert Stanley Swift?
No.
I thought you said Robert Stanley
no.
Swift.
No. Arthur Tablin's backyard.
No, the guy. Who's the guy's name? Smith.
Oh,
I thought you said his last
Robert
name was
Stanley
Swift.
Smith.
I was going to say, dude, you just...
Robert Stanley Smith.
Going down.
Pled guilty to producing a dangerous drug, but said that marijuana was only for personal use to treat chronic back pain. The court heard that he suffered from a back injury while working on his farm, laboring 5 years ago. It heard Smith began banking cannabis. Baking cannabis in cakes after suffering side effects from the Oxycontin, the drug he had been prescribed. Judge Harrison said legalization prescription-only marijuana would be a great thing if people could medicate that way. However, he warned for now that it remained legal and sentenced Smith to 1 year in jail with an immediate release on parole.
Yeah.
So once decriminalization happens, I'm hoping that they're going to let a lot of those people go like they've done in other countries.
Yes. In fact, not speaking of legalization, I just found an article about Chile. In most countries in the world, if you ask the local authorities for permission to grow 750 cannabis plants in the residential area of the capital city, you would probably end up in trouble. But in Chile, the state has agreed to such a project. The cannabis will be planted October 29th. That's today in La Florida, a district of Santiago. It will be harvested next April and turned into an oil which will be used as a painkiller for 200 cancer patients. It is the first project of its kind with state backing anywhere in Latin America. Wow. Much of the recent debate in the region over cannabis has youth centered on Uruguay, which here became the first country in the world to legalize cultivation, sale, and consumption of the drug. But in Chile, the authorities have taken a different approach, permitting the use of cannabis for medicinal purpose only. We don't want to get into a debate about the personal use of marijuana, says Rodolfo Carter, the mayor of Florida. Let's stick to the medicinal use. This is about providing people who are suffering from cancer with a natural, healthier, and cheaper alternative for their pain. The project will be overseen by the DIA Foundation, a local not-for-profit organization. It will be accompanied by a clinical study into the effectiveness of cannabis as a painkiller. Eventually, We want to make cannabis medicine available for everybody, even if they can't afford it, said Nicholas Dormal, co-founder of the foundation. But for now, we will concentrate on these first 200 patients. Cannabis tea, as well as approving the project in La Florida, the Chilean authorities have also given a local woman permission to import drugs made from cannabis. Cecilia Heider was diagnosed with lupus, a disease of the immune system, 5 years ago. Then, 18 months later, she got breast cancer. She's had a mastectomy, radiotherapy, chemotherapy. She has taken dozens of conventional painkillers, but says her side effects were devastating. The pain was unbearable, she told the BBC. I wanted to bang my head against the wall. I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair. My kids would come into the bedroom, and I couldn't even raise myself from the bed to kiss them. Last year, out of desperation, she got a hold of some cannabis and used it to make some tea. She says the impact was immediate. It was far more effective than any of the conventional painkillers she had taken. Ms. Heider tried to get a hold of cannabis-based drugs, but they were not available in Chile. And so she lobbied the government for permission to import them. In August, she got the go-ahead, and in September, her drugs arrived from Europe. According to the Chilean authorities, it is the first time that medicine made from cannabis has been legally imported into Latin America. But the drugs are expensive. They're around $2,000 for a month's treatment. And Ms. Heider raised the money via a public campaign on social media, but she only has enough for 3 months. After that, she says she will have to go back to buying marijuana illegally in the streets unless the Chilean state is prepared to provide cannabis-based drugs free of charge. Am I going to be forced back to the black market and back to the fear of being arrested, she asked. I don't want to go to that. I don't want to live in fear of opening the door of my own house. And the project in Florida aims to give cancer patients like Cecilia a cheaper homegrown alternative to drugs. It's also successful. If successful, it could be expanded to provide medicine for people suffering from other diseases, notably epilepsy. Lucas Rifo is just 6 months old and was born with severe epilepsy. At one point, he was suffering from 300 convulsions a day. This is really sad for the picture here. His parents, Jorge and Gabriela, gave him traditional anti-seizure medicines, but they failed to solve the problem. And so when Lucas was still less than 3 months old, they gave him cannabis oil, which they made themselves illegally. Mr. Rifo says the difference in his son's health has been amazing. We started giving him the oil in small doses, obviously. We made sure his heart rate and breathing were monitored carefully, and he was always fine as long as he had the oil. We gave him a bit more, and he went for 5 or 6 hours without convulsions. That was unthinkable before. None of the traditional anti-seizure drugs worked that well. There is a bit of skepticism. Not everyone is convinced by the benefits of marijuana. Some doctors point out that it is addictive and can cause psychological problems. The World Health Organization warns that cannabis impairs learning ability and can exacerbate schizophrenia. It says more research is needed into the medicinal benefits of the drug. There's also a security issue. What is to stop medicinal marijuana falling into the hands of traffickers? In La Florida, the authorities have erected an electric fence and barbed wire around their plantation to stop people from stealing the cannabis. Mr. Dormal at the Daya Foundation says that despite potential health and security risks, marijuana should be given a chance. Cannabis can have some negative side effects, but they're really insignificant besides other legal medicines. If you put the negative and positive effects in the balance, cannabis is much better than traditional medicine. And I got that at BBC.com. But that's really interesting. Chile, they're going for it. That's great. Uruguay, that was amazing that the entire country legalized for production, sale, and consuming.
She's also talking about how scared she was, you know, that she doesn't want those things to happen. She shouldn't have to live like that.
Nope. She shouldn't. No one should. And, did you know this? It says 2014 marijuana midterms to establish 2016 as most crucial year for cannabis in America. In Oregon, and it goes on to list, it says, let's see. Ever since Colorado and Washington's voters decided to make unprecedented policy experiments with legal recreational marijuana in 2012, there have been two big questions. What will the effects of legalization be? And what will other states soon follow, and which states will soon follow in their footsteps? And here's a list that it says we've provided some very preliminary answers to the first question, and this is from a Colorado report, and another from a Washington report. But the 2014 midterms will be the first big test for the second. Voters in Oregon, Alaska, and D.C., the District of Columbia, will weigh in on whether their state should become second-wave legalizers, with each confronting slightly different choices. So for Oregon, Oregon's ballot measure 91 would very much follow in Colorado's footsteps, only with even lower taxes. Like Colorado, Oregon developed a fairly robust regulatory system for its medical marijuana system that it proposed to convert to broader recreational purposes, thereby bringing honesty to a system in which medical often deserves square quotes. Measure 91 would allow home growth up to 4 plants and non-commercial exchange while giving the state's Liquor Control Commission Board discretionary powers to define the regulatory and licensing parameters of the state's commercial market. Unusually, it does not offer a chemical definition of a marijuana DUI, instead launching a research effort meant to provide recommendations to the state's legislature at the beginning of 2017. Most notably, Oregon's system would feature low taxes assessed on the basis of weight, just $35 per ounce. That is less than in Colorado, and more importantly, far less than in neighboring Washington, leading some observers to wonder whether Oregon's recreational system would end up effectively starving Washington in spite of prohibitions on crossing state diversion. As legalization has taken off in other states, concerns arise over whether tax rates are too high to move people from the illegal market into the tax and regulated legal market. Oregon's efforts seek to remedy these concerns for Oregonians. The low taxes apparently make Oregon's brand of reform somewhat more regulation-oriented than the state's failed ballot measure 80 in 2012, but still quite industry-friendly, the favorite of legalization advocates. Now in Alaska, voters will decide on ballot measure 2, which is similar to Oregon's measure 91 in many ways, but is less detailed and features a somewhat higher tax of $50 an ounce. Alaska's legislature is invited to create a new marijuana control board, but if they do not, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board is tasked with creating regulations and a licensing scheme. Again, like Colorado, Alaska's legalization would allow home growth up to 6 plants, 3 flowering at any time, and non-commercial transfer alongside the regulated commercial system. Unlike Colorado, however, Alaska has little in the way of an existing regulatory framework around their medical marijuana system. The state relies wholly on home growth and caregivers for their production and supply of marijuana to the medical market, and Alaska's possible foray into recreational marijuana will require the state to design, develop, and implement regulations anew. This scenario presents a challenge for Alaska, and the state would be well served to work closely with other recreational medical marijuana states to learn best practices, an effort in which legalization supporters have already been proactive. Tumbleweed, Alaska coming soon. And like their rules, the fact that they don't have any. Washington, D.C., we do home growth. We have home growth. They had home growth. Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Woo! And arrow shoots off. Okay. Washington, D.C.'s Initiative 71, hailed and denounced respectively as legalization by both its supporters and its opponents, is really just full decriminalization. D.C.'s council already made possession of small amounts of marijuana a ticketable infraction with just a $25 fine through a law earlier this year, but the ballot initiative would go even further, removing any penalty for possessing small amounts or making non-commercial transfers. But Initiative 71 does not, by itself, create a fully legal commercial marketplace or institute any taxation system. Refraining from these tasks because of the limitations of the district ballot initiative process. Should Initiative 71 pass, which polling indicating nearly 2-to-1 support indicates is overwhelmingly likely, it will raise two questions. First, what will Congress do? Congress has ultimate jurisdiction over all of the affairs of the district and could act to reverse full decriminalization, mm-hmm. although doing so would require bipartisan cooperation, and so seems unlikely. Such a legalization veto would would run counter to recent congressional action that relaxes federal marijuana enforcement and numerous proposals to extend federal tolerance even further. In a new Congress, and one in which both chambers may be controlled by Republicans, there are likely to be many other policy initiatives prioritized ahead of restoring marijuana prohibition to D.C. Second, will the D.C. City Council immediately move to implement a tax and regulate system comparable to Washington's or Colorado's through legislation? David Grosso has sponsored a bill to do just that, creating broad regulatory powers for the Alcoholic Beverage Regulation Administration and imposing an excise tax of 15% on recreational and 6% on medical marijuana sales. Grosso's bill would divvy up proceeds between D.C. police, youth camps, youth courts, and prevention programs administered by the D.C. Department of Behavioral Health. But it isn't clear exactly how fast the council could implement the new system, given the peculiarities of D.C.'s legislative process, similar to challenges faced by Alaska. The D.C. system will suffer from limited pre-existing experience in marijuana regulation and will likely need to learn from other states in constructing its new system. So, there you have it. Three states, three different legalization options here.
I think they're learning from everyone that's been taking a little bit what they want from each thing and coming up with their own.
Alaska is wide open. They really should seek out
the big place,
the help of Timberweed Health Center and other places that have been in business for a while and know, you know, the therapeutic effects for patients. You know, this is what we're here. We're here to educate and we're here to help patients get an alternative choice to medicines that, you know, the other ones that don't work or that harm them. So, with three more states coming up, that would be five in total, which is huge. That's huge. That's a landslide.
Woo. And with decriminalization happening in a lot of states.
Well, look, yeah, all sorts of, like, even in Maine, like the different cities that are taking it upon themselves to decriminalize and, you know, legalize for their particular cities. But look around the world. Look at Chile and Uruguay and
different countries that are adopting this.
Yep. Former President of Mexico says, let's do this. You know, it's not done anything but harm, you know, people.
We've tried it.
The majority of the Mexican community, they're not fans of marijuana because of the problems that it has caused between countries and communities and civilian deaths and all sorts of things, you know.
The war on drugs.
The failed war on drugs. But thankfully, with places like Timberweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, Tucson, Arizona. Come on down. We've got a really great lending library. We're always updating it because people like to borrow books for longer than they're supposed to. So we always go out and get some new ones, but that's all right. Just bring them back. There's books on cooking. There's books on culture. You can come check out a book on fibromyalgia or cancer or how to use foods and healing therapies down here. There's so many different ways to treat your body in addition to our incredible cannabis plant. And we have a lot of information and education down here is what we're all about. You can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and there's always new stories updated weekly. There's a ton of old stories. It's nice to see the history that's going on. We have had this live radio show for over 2.5 years, nonstop. Tech Guy, a.k.a. Crash, we were chatting before the show, and I think he's missed two less shows in cannabis kitted we were joking about, and I forcefully have been here for all of them except the one that we did a pre-recording holiday show for, which was
wow,
insane. Yeah, wow. I know. I think we should replay that for people who haven't heard that. Maybe for New Year's, where people just play that again. We're just giggling inside already. That was a madhouse. Was that 2 hours? Is that 2 hours of that? Was it only an hour? We thought it was two? I don't know. It was a great show. Anyway, welcome to Weekday Wednesday. Woo! Chatting it up. Thank you to all the good bloggers out there. We love that you guys come on and the Netherlands come on and say hello. We love the Netherlands. Whoa, mm-hmm. That was supposed to be an audience clap. I can do that again. Oh, no, there we go. I know. If we just separated them out a little further, I could get I don't have my readers on. Aero audience, it's all, you know, baby, no, air horn? I'm not even going to go there. So thank you for checking us out. Come down. Lots on sale down here. You know, the holidays are coming, and people love to shop. And we are going to have some sales just so you can shop and feel happy about it. Because once you see that sale sign, you guys can't handle yourself. You just flip those wallets and credit cards and cash out and start buying things. Even if you don't need them, you love it. It keeps us here. It keeps us educating you. It supports us. It supports the cannabis community. When you come down to Tumbleweed Sales Center and you get certified, recertified, when you get an evaluation, when you stop in to say hi, to get a hug, to give a hug, to buy some Vital D, to get some screens or a pipe or a hat, you support your local cannabis community. This is a lot of hard work. It's a labor of love. We absolutely love to do it, but without your support, financially, hugs, emotionally, just coming in. We have friends that come down just to say, hey, how are you guys? How are you doing? They bring us flowers. They bring us gifts, Capri Suns, you name it. We get all sorts of crazy things on this. But we love you guys, and we're here for you guys. And any question you have, we will answer. We'll make up an answer, or we'll find the real one for you. So just come on down. You can email us, thctucson@gmail.com. You can blog with us if you go to tumbleweedtailcenter.com and you click on the radio link. You can listen to over 100 past episodes with people like Irvin Rosenfeld, Robert Platschorn, MTP, SSCP.
Cheryl Schumann,
yeah, good one. Watermelon Girl, Doug Fine.
Watermelon Girl.
Oh, our lawyer's been on a couple times, and we can pull him out of the lawyer cave. That's a hard one. We should have him on again soon with all these laws changing, you know. Oh my gosh, everybody and their brother. Oh, we had Michael Bowman. He does the hemp oil for Willie Nelson's buses and created the hemp that, oh, goodbye, Netherlands. Netherlands is waving goodbye. Created our flag that was flown over our nation's capital 2 years ago for 4th of July that was made of hemp. We have had Heidi Hanford from Patients at a Time, who puts on amazing conferences every 2 years here in the United States. And every 2 years in Europe.
Robert Platschorn,
Black Tuna Diary. Mm-hmm. What a great movie. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the movie Square Grouper, I learned so much about just history and life and cannabis. And he does the silver tour. He gets our elderly population who's always coming down here. You know, they're the most fired up. They're the most in pain. Bingham, his DVD. So Grandma Slopop says, by the time you're 70 years old, you have 4 major diseases to deal with. And if you, they're looking to use cannabis to help those diseases and illness. And we ran out of those. We gotta call Robert. Bobby, get some more videos and books down here. Bobby. So he's on tour, I'm sure, somewhere. We gotta get him down. We gotta get a show going on down here at Tumbleweed Health Center again. We love his shows. He is a show. As is this. Jeez. So, well, I know. Ivan, we haven't read. You cheated. You went to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you looked at the list. Bilbo Grow, Ivan Art, Hempathy, our Hempathy book we love, Quapa, Pure Life Dispensary in California. We had a New Mexico dispensary on. We have one from, I thought we had one from Washington. But soon we're going to have a friend that moved to Washington who's going to tell us all about their, that moved, sorry, from here to Colorado. We're going to get a firsthand live review on what's happening. So, anyway, we'd like to thank y'all for coming down to Weed Day Wednesday.
Sorry, my mind wasn't working as well.
We're going to get him back on some cannabis and out of those houses. You're getting dusty in there. You're getting dusty in there, kids. Come on down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Certifications are just $85, $65 for recertifications. You might want to check out your Arizona Daily Star and your Tucson Weekly for some specials. Wink, wink. Kids, pay attention. You want to save some money. I'm not telling you again. All right, I'll tell you again. Arizona Daily Star and the Tucson Weekly have got specials coming up. So check them out. We love Culture Magazine. We love azmarijuana.com. We love The Grower's House, for those of you who are lucky enough to still grow. We love Blog Talk Radio. We love Tumbleweed Health Center. We love Studio C. And we love all you guys out there. So please come on down, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, Suite 103. Remember?
Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.
And educate. Thank you for tuning in to Weeds Day Wednesday. Have an awesome day.